We have reached the end of the legislative session. Senator, give us a rundown of some of the things you're glad to have seen passed.
Well, it's been a very good year, I think, for me, hopefully for the citizens of the district. I'll just give a real quick briefing about what I've done, and then I'll be around this summer to all the communities and talk about what I've done and let them see what they think of it. One of the bills I was pushing was Senate Bill 568 that dealt with county salaries, and the sheriffs in the state of Missouri are underfunded. I mean, we've got some sheriffs making in the $20,000, like $24,000 a year, $28,000 a year. Others are making more, but this bill allowed salary commission to raise salaries on the sheriff and other office holders if they want to, and it's up to them. That way it takes it back to local control, and they have to answer to the voters if doing so, but I was proud of getting that one done. Another one's going to keep more money in Missouri was 569 Senate bill, dealing with trust companies, and we were losing money. People were investing money out of state because of the way that the trust system was set up, and that got passed the last day, like half hour before the session was over, and the county salary passed in the House like 2 minutes before the session was over. So those were kind of by the skin of our teeth, but we did a thing for unclaimed property with the treasurer's office. It's going to protect people's property a little bit better if it's in there, and harder for somebody to con people out of, especially maybe people that don't realize how the system works. We did Senate Bill 769, which dealt with public entities, and it dealt with schools where they can make it easier for them to borrow money and borrow it from the local banks instead of going out of town for it. So it's good for local banks, and then also good for the schools to do business locally. Still have to take competitive bids and do a bunch of stuff, but did away with a lot of regulations, red tape on that. And we did some stuff relating to Department of Natural Resources, which I was really proud of. Talked about it before, but protecting farmers against acts of God or things of God that they have no control over, such as rain. And some people thought if you fertilize your field and it gets washed off, they ought to have a right to sue you. And if they can prove actual damages, then that's fine. But this bill made them prove actual damages. So that was really a big deal for me, protecting our farmer community. I had some other minor things like that. Passed something that I really did like that was protection of children, the foster care kids, and it's going to give them a process to where the foster parents have background checks. Usually they just do them every 2 years. This, they're done every day. If something pops up, then it automatically kicks out the highway patrol computer showing that something's happened. Department of Social Service be aware and check into that. Did something for the state nursing board that made it a lot easier to function. It's another thing for the state nursing board intervention, and there's a problem. One, we have a nursing shortage, and two, there is some drug use with nurses, probably more in the big cities, not in a rural area so much, but this gives them a chance where they can still stay a nurse and work through their issues and yet be watched over really, really close. Did a deal on making it easier for insurance renewals. Before it was a crazy law, but you had to be terminated before you could reduce coverage on your vehicle, so it showed a cancellation on your records. This did away with that, so it made it good for that. Did something that allowed counties to use money on city streets, should they so be, with bonding money, and that was extremely important for the people of Webster County, where a new jail is being built, and the county can then pave the parking around the new building, but it can be used for other things too along there. And I repealed a yield tax on forest cropland, which in our area, with timber being such a big area, big thing, it got that done. Modified divisions for certificate of need provisions, and that's going to help nursing homes and hospitals quite a little bit. Did a House bill, which I carried over here, dealing with the public funds again. One of the bigger bills then was the co-op broadband bill that I've talked about. It's going to allow co-ops to expand broadband, and if they don't care to do it, they could then possibly lease their lines and allow a major company that does broadband to use those. So that's really, really important for our rural areas to get broadband out to that last mile, or last 5 or 6 miles in our area where the public companies just don't care to go to, or the private companies. They have to make money doing it. Whenever it's going to cost them 50,000 miles to go that last mile, they're not about to do it. So that was really a big deal. So that's just kind of a briefing of the bills that passed this year. I was proud of it. We probably had, last year there was only 78 bills, I think, that passed. This year is probably 110, but out of that I've carried like 14 or 50 of them. So I appreciate the trust that my fellow senators and representatives have and able to get things done. And those bills are all now on the way to the governor's desk to see if he likes them, and we'll continue to push them with him.